Good morning. Reporting from the LEAD 36 International Travel Seminar, I'm Nora Turner from Lincoln. I'm talking with Kelsey Villa from Bala's Pumpkin Patch in Gretna, Nebraska. Kelsey, we were able to tour an open market named La Valero. What was your impression of it?
Well, I loved it. It was probably my favorite experience so far on this whole seminar. For those of you that don't know, it's a 30-hectare market that sells wholesale fruit and vegetables from local farmers, and there's also some imports like mango that aren't sold here or that aren't grown here in Chile. They sell to restaurants. There's also some retail, like if families just wanted to come and buy fruits and vegetables. But I loved it. It was busy and chaotic and this very immersive cultural experience. Like I really felt like, you know, we were getting to know Chile. There were trucks and stalls that were just overflowing with corn and watermelon and these different foods I've never seen before. And apparently they bring enough food that's sold in one day there. And it was enormous. It was amazing.
It was amazing. Can you compare it to other open markets that you've attended?
Not in the U.S. Growing up, my dad had a farm stand, and that really brought back a lot of memories. Just kind of smelling those old smells of the corn and the tomatoes, and it was so that was really nice, just kind of bringing up those old memories. I think the closest I could compare it to that I've been is markets in West Africa, where I studied abroad, and you would just go to the market and you would get your produce and meat and spices and stuff, and it was the same sort of feeling of that busyness, that chaos, people everywhere and trucks driving on the street and
yes, a lot of energy. I agree. We were able to sample a few items there. What were your favorite items?
Yeah, so it was amazing sampling some foods that I've never tried. There were these long red beans that were kind of bitter that we tried. We also tried some like watermelon, apples, nectarines, but I think the most interesting thing that I tried was this little red berry that I guess is grown in the south of Chile, and it literally tasted like cranberry juice, like when you popped it in your mouth, and it had a little bit of tartness but was so juicy and had a few little seeds in there, but it was really good.
Yes, it was delicious. Well, thank you, Kelsey. From Santiago, Chile, from the Nebraska LEAD program, I'm Nora Turner.